Today, on Unapologetic, we're going to discuss the inconsistency of many people who are using terms like Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, or Blue Lives Matter. Stay tuned to find out what I mean on Unapologetic. You can't go on social media today or watch the news or go to a news site online and not see something about the racial tension in America. And often this is accompanied by hashtag Black Lives Matter, or someone holding a sign saying Blue Lives Matter, or someone might reply, well, all lives matter. My goal today isn't really to talk too much about the racial tension in America, though I think one comment might be helpful. The people saying Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter, they're not saying that those are the only lives that matter. There's an implicit two at the end. They're saying Black Lives Matter too, as in, of course, other lives matter, but we think this type of life is being devalued, so Black Lives Matter too. They're not saying that all life doesn't matter. In fact, what they are saying from a certain perspective is all life matters, and we feel like these black lives, which are a part of the all lives, have not been valued as much. And so if you're someone who might reply, well, yeah, all lives matter, but we'll think about it from the perspective of the person making the black lives or the blue lives matter claim. And they're probably feeling like they're not valued as much. They're not looking for a right that no one has. They just want to be respected with the same amount of dignity that they feel everyone else has. And even if you disagree with that, I would hope we all could at least agree on the sentiment behind it and where it's coming from, that everyone wants to be viewed and treated equally in all lives. Black lives, blue lives, white lives, all lives matter. But you know what's interesting to me? Is this actual sentiment that life matters, that black lives matter, that any life matters, often doesn't fit in the worldview of the person making the statement. And here's what I mean by that. I think this impulse people have to react very strongly when someone is killed, especially in an unjust manner, if that is the case in a certain instance, that reaction is a good reaction. It is a true reaction. Now, it can be taken to a negative extreme where we go and murder other people or riot and things like that instead of peacefully protest. But this reaction we have when we see injustice done to another human being, it's a God-given reaction. But what's interesting is saying that all life matters or even black lives matter or anything like that, that doesn't fit if you believe that we are simply the products of random mutation and natural selection and a whole lot of time. So if evolutionary theory is true, life does not matter. All lives don't matter. No life matters. Black lives don't matter and blue lives don't matter if evolutionary theory is true. They matter no more than the life of a centipede. Me, you, any of us, if evolutionary theory is true, we do not have inherent worth. We are not all worthy of respect. We do not have an innate dignity if evolutionary theory is true, if you are simply the result of random mutation, natural selection, and a whole lot of time. So we have a great opportunity in America today. Because people are reacting viscerally, strongly, with great conviction that life matters, that it's valuable, that it shouldn't be taken in an unjust manner. But many of these people, not all of them, but many of these people do not have a worldview where any of those statements make sense. If you believe in evolution, then what would be wrong with someone who's more fit killing someone who's less fit, regardless of the color of their skin? Well, nothing would be wrong with it. If evolution is true, if survival of the fittest is true, and that's what our morality is grounded in, or if morality is just grounded in my preference, what would be wrong about someone stealing from someone else or treating someone else what I would consider to be unfairly, but maybe they don't? If I define morality, then it's basically just my personal preference, and someone else might have a different personal preference. And we've talked about this before, and I'll try and link to that couple of podcasts where we have talked about the groundings for morality. And the only one that actually makes sense of the evil in the world is Christianity, where God grounds what is good and what is bad. He is the standard for it. And apart from that, people are acting inconsistently with their worldview when they say that right and wrong exists, when they say that life matters and unjust treatment of life is unjust and wrong or evil or egregious or whatever word they want to use. So, How can we use this? How can this knowledge actually take us from more than an intellectual exercise to something that's helpful when we're in a conversation? Well, here's how I think this can work. We have an opportunity today to be a part of the national conversation that is taking place all around us on social media, at lunch, in the break room, wherever. We have an opportunity. People are talking about life and that it matters, and they feel very strongly about it. So let's be a part of that conversation, but let's bring something to the conversation that actually has explanatory power. So when they say all life matters, I'm going to ask, well, why does life matter? And I'm going to see what answer they come up with. And you know what? They might ask me once they're done, why do you think life matters? And this gives me a great opportunity because I've led with a question. I haven't stated my view. I've let them talk first. So they're most likely to ask me my opinion. And I'm going to be prepared for that. And you know what I'm going to point out is, well, I've thought about it. And it seems inconsistent to me that in America today, most people believe in evolution. They think we're just kind of the products of random chance and natural mutation, that you go back far enough and we were a monkey. But what strikes me is that monkeys aren't valuable like humans are. And it can't just be that we're more complex, right? If we're just random kind of chance creations, then we don't have value. Maybe we think we do, but we actually don't. And so I think this innate feeling you have that life matters, all life matters, black lives matter, blue lives matter, I think that actually is evidence that you were created by God. You might disagree with me, right? I understand that. But think about it this way. If God did create us, you are valuable. If God did create us, it's wrong to kill other people unjustly. If we're just the products of random chance, it's not wrong to kill other people. It's not wrong to take from them. It's not wrong for one group of people to subjugate another group of people if we're just the products of random chance and natural selection. So I believe, as a Christian, as someone who has the Bible as an authority and who believes in the existence of God, that you are a valuable life, that black lives do matter, that all lives do matter just as much as each other. There aren't tiers. And the reason I believe that is because all the way back in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis 1, God said, I'm going to make man and woman in my own image. And he did. And he created us male and female, which is an important point for another conversation. But he created us. And that is why I have innate worth. That is why you have innate worth. That's why everyone is worthy of respect. Because we are not just people. We are image bearers of our Creator. And we can see all the way back in Genesis 9 when murder happened that God took it seriously because a human life, which was an image bearer of him, was killed. And this type of language and treatment of murder is all throughout the Bible. So this is another example where the Christian worldview has more explanatory power, makes more sense of reality in our innate impulses and feelings than the non-Christian explanation, which leaves people in a very inconsistent state. Life matters, but we're just here randomly. That doesn't make sense. Now, I don't expect my explanation to, you know, convert someone and they say, what must I do to be saved? like the Jews said to Peter. But I do expect it to give them something to think about, right? If someone gives you a piece of information, a way to view the world that makes more sense of it than before, you're much more likely to take that seriously. If you're told that you have this impulse and yet you don't really have the foundation for explaining that impulse, that's going to make you think. And so I'm going to submit this to the person in a humble manner. You know, I feel very grateful that God has revealed himself to me. And obviously, if this person is not a Christian, he hasn't done that at this point. But I am going to contend for the fact that all life has value. And you know what? All human life includes, all valuable human life also includes the unborn. And that's unpopular today. And this is another area where we could talk with someone. So you think all lives matter? Black lives matter? Okay, so what about unborn lives? What's different about them? Why does being inside of a woman mean we can kill you and you're not valuable? So there's another inconsistency in the non-Christian position. We want to say that unjust treatment of people outside the womb is horrible, but if we kill you while you're in the womb, then it's not. And, you know, depending on how this potential conversation I'm having is going, and depending on the background of the person, I might even bring up the fact that in at least 2014 in New York, there were more black babies aborted than there were born. And so black lives do matter. White people, black people, every person should care about unborn life too, regardless of skin color. But the fact of the matter is that one of the most unsafe places to be for any color in America today is in the womb. So if life matters outside of the womb, and someone has a strong conviction about this, let's use that strong conviction to also say, well, what if we step that back a few days? So we take the child in the womb, and we say they're just as valuable as the day after they come out of the womb. Right? Doesn't that make sense? Does traveling 7 inches really make you a valuable human being? Well, no. The fact that you're alive and human makes you valuable. And this is another point that the Christian worldview is able to explain that the non-Christian worldview is left in utter inconsistency, where we'll riot in the streets for a life that is unjustly killed outside of the womb, but picket in the streets and riot in the streets if anyone opposes the killing of that same life 20 years earlier in the womb. That's a gross inconsistency. And we need to be prepared to point that out in a winsome way to get people thinking about their inconsistencies and the fact that Christianity, as the truth, the God-grounded truth, is a better fit for explaining the way the world really is than anything else. So, in conclusion, Christianity explains why life is valuable. All life, of any and every color, of any and any age, it explains why it's valuable. Now, there's one thing I want to clarify. Obviously, there are many people who think that all lives matter and black lives matter and blue lives matter who are Christians and do have this worldview and feel very strongly about it. This type of conversation is not directed towards those people, right? What I'm trying to find is the non-Christian who has a very strong conviction about life and it mattering and it having value, but their worldview can't explain it. So hopefully you're a little more equipped to talk with that type of person during the week when you bump into them, or maybe even online where this conversation is happening nonstop. Let's be people who take the image of God in all people serious enough to contend for it with the people we're close to. Well, I'll talk with you next week on Unapologetic.